Welcome to Rotherham, and I know that there's many faces here that I don't recognise, and it's always good to get new people involved in fighting hate, and especially in town, in our town. So I want to say a really big thank you for coming to support us. I want to say that we always have a dilemma locally. What do we do when these people come to actually to mobilise and encourage people to not only hate us? What does hate do in this town? Well, actually, in this town, it's killing people. That's not a falsehood. That's our reality. Especially if you look like me, you are more likely right now, you're going to be scared, and fear is ripe. And that's what these people do. It means people from my community are saying, let's not go out in the evening. Let's not do what we do and live our lives normally. And in a way, they've achieved that by coming to our town for the past 2 years. This is, like, I believe, the 15th March that we've had to endure. And I know that the police are here around us, and the council members, that people are working hard to look at how we can stop this or mitigate their impact. But let's see what we could do and work harder. I'm proposing that next time, because we know this is not the last time they're going to be coming. We know they're going to be coming at least probably one other time before the election, because this is what this is about. This is about driving hate. So in terms of what happens in the local election and also the upcoming EU election. One of the things I want to say is that I don't want them to come to the town centre. Why are they coming to the town centre? Their view is because of CSE. Their view is because they want to blame somebody or what happened. But it wasn't the failure of communities that people were not prosecuted. It wasn't the failure of local people that criminals have not been caught. Okay, that's not our fault. So there's been a really important review of the police's work. It's called the Drew Review. I asked people to read it and actually express your thoughts on it. I welcome that report in part. But one of the most interesting facts about this report, we get told that CSE is an Asian guy's problem. It's Asian men. I get that told on the doorstep, at least every fourth door that I knock on. I'm doing a lot of canvassing at the moment. And factually speaking, out of all the suspects that we currently have on the list, 2/3 are white. Okay, that's a fact. In Sheffield, those of you from Sheffield, I was looking at the media coverage of the recent young men that were prosecuted in Sheffield, and I could tell you there was hardly any coverage, there was hardly any response to that. And when you're living in Rotherham and you see what happens in Rotherham, and then you think, well, that's just 5 miles away, what's the difference? And you can't help but think that, why has this narrative been about ethnicity? And I want to thank you, because when you stand here with us, we know that you're here to support people of all backgrounds, and the fact that we need to drive this hate out of our town. I want to also say, like a lot of people said to me, the community is not out this time. I can tell you they're really frightened. There's lots of things that are going on in Rotherham. There's 3 really big weddings. If you know anything about the community, they're really well connected. And so a lot of people said, look, this is our usual business and we've got to get on with life. And right now, we just feel the streets are too sensitive for us to be out like this. And that's why people are not here from the local community. I've always felt the need to come out, because I say that we've tried to ignore this and nothing's happened. The only way, when people say to me, why do you go out? Why do you defend this? Why don't you just stay at home, and they're less likely to respond to you? And I always say that if the whole town vacates for the day, that's the only way we're going to have impact. Yeah. But unfortunately, we know the whole town vacating for the day is an impossibility. So that's not going to happen. So therefore, we've got to be visible. We've got to be clear about what our message is. And, you know, I support anything like this. And I want to hope that this is the last one. And let's see if next time, let's look at more interesting, more creative ways about how we fight this. And I think it's great that we have these type of counter protests, but I think what we need to do is drive. I think there's some great initiatives like Love is Louder. And what's Brian, what's your initiative called? Love Comes First. And I think these are the things that we need to get behind. So we're not just coming out once every month, it's happening on a daily basis. Our messages of love and peace in our town. So thank you so much. And I hope to say hello to some of you as I'm walking around. Bye.
Thanks, Tybo, that was brilliant. Just to say that from UAF, we did write to the Chief Constable urging the police to allocate the Nazis some piece of waste ground or the M1 motorway somewhere out of this town. It has been done in other places. They can do it. They've done it before in Rotherham with other Nazi groups. So there's absolutely no reason why they should be given a pub to have a day out and cause as much trouble and racist violence as they possibly can. That's why we're here today. As I said before, our slogan is no more racist murders. Enough is enough. Nazis out of our town. But the other slogan that we've heard from UEF right from the start of the CSE scandal has been justice for the victims. Don't let the racists divide us. Yeah. And Tiber's right, they haven't divided us. There's been some fantastic things happening on the ground to unite the town and unite the majority. We are the majority. The Nazis are a tiny minority. Most of them are not from Rotherham anyway. They have nothing in this town. And we're going to continue to mobilise as we've done every single time.